The Vancouver Winter Olympics are just over a week away. We're hearing a lot about skier Lindsey Vonn, snowboarder Shaun White, and a few other American athletes. But there are about 5,000 Olympians competing in Vancouver. NPR's Tom Goldman reports on athletes we're not hearing about now, but probably will soon.
His name is Peter Northug, and he is a Norwegian cross-country skier on a mission. Northug wasn't chosen for the 2006 Olympic team, a team that failed to win a cross-country gold medal. That's unacceptable in Norway. So 4 years later, Northug heads to Vancouver with Nordic vengeance on his mind. A patient kind of vengeance, says Norwegian sports broadcaster Paul Thomason.
In the lead group, he's never number one except on the last 300 meters.
Here goes Northug, putting the power on, sprint speed there. Look at that massive attack.
That
massive
trademark end-of-race kick broadcast on Eurosport earned Northug one of his three gold medals at last year's World Championships. The man with the big finish has generated big hopes in Norway. Some say the 24-year-old could be the next Bjørn Dahle, the Norwegian cross-country legend who won more medals total than anyone in Winter Olympic history. And Northug has a big personality, too. No stoic Scandinavian here. Northug's been called a showman, a jokester, a trash talker by rivals, some of whom call him Stork Kjeften fra Mosvik. Paul Thomason says it better.
Stor Kjeften fra Mosvik. That means the big mouth from Mosvik.
Betty is a much more benign nickname, but it stirs passion in China, where Wang Bingyu, known as Betty, is a star of the women's curling team. China is hardly a hotbed for the sport of sliding stones, but the Chinese women grabbed a world championship in 2009 and now could challenge the traditional powers like Sweden and host country Canada. Maggie Rauch edits the website China Sports Today. She says China has taken to its women curling champions. They're part of a post-Tiananmen Square generation often criticized for being spoiled and rebellious, but Rauch says Betty and the gang are portrayed differently.
I think they've been sort of held up as an example of four girls that are part of this generation that are enjoying life in the new China and are doing it in a very approachable, joyful sort of way.
For instance, Betty likes to sing. She was asked to do so in a televised interview, and she complied with a happy love song called Nuan Nuan, or Warm Warm. Of course, what would a gathering of nations be without tension? And Russian figure skaters Oksana Domnina and Maxim Shabalin have provided that with their controversial Olympic ice dancing program. Dressed in brown bodysuits wearing leaves and face paint, they intended it as a dance of Australian Aboriginals. Didn't work. Lots of criticism. Stephen Page, artistic director for the Australian Bangara Dance Theatre, thought the routine was disrespectful.
Well, you just have to have a look at how they looked. I believe now that we just tend to just bastardize any form of culture.
The skaters defend their program and plan to perform it at the Olympics, an Olympics that's notable for being the first to have a formal partnership between the host country organizers and indigenous groups. Tom Goldman, NPR News.